Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the good, the bad, and the ugly. You got us. We're talking about the best, the worst, and the ugly goddamn truth. I'm your host, Marty Seidel, and I'm here to take you a stroll through the wild side. Cannabis in Alberta legalized 2018. That's October 17th, 2018. Can you believe it, folks? It's happening. It's finally fucking happening. After years and years of struggle, we have reached the goal. But is it what it seems like? That's what we need to figure out here. Here on The Good, the Bad, the Ugly, I want to go through all the different facets of the cannabis legalization scene, talk about what that looks like for people who are using it, what that looks like for the legal consequences for people that get caught still playing the game, and what are we talking about in terms of prices for people that choose to go through the now established legal outlets, and what's that going to look like? So, welcome to The Good, the Bad, the Ugly, and this is our cannabis special. Aside from being used recreationally around the world, cannabis has also been recognized by the medical community as having significant benefits on a number of different ailments. These range from attention deficit disorder, arthritis, anxiety and depression, cancer, chronic pain, eating disorders, epilepsy, glaucoma, HIV and AIDS, loss of appetites, migraine, muscular dystrophy, nausea and vomiting, post-traumatic stress disorder, sleep disorders, and autoimmune disorders. I know I personally use it because I have colitis and sleep disorders, as well as chronic pain. The thing to remember here is that as we move forward into the recreational market and abandon the medical marijuana framework, we're also going to see a large price differential, as well as care differential for people with the medical concerns. Not only would there be less access, to qualified medical personnel who are dealing with medical cannabis, as the doctors will no longer be touching it, but also there will be difficulties in terms of affording proper medicine. And ensuring that medicine is quality. Now, what we're going to see as we move away from the medical cannabis model is an increase in private companies that will not have, doctors available to discuss these with their patients, which is a very big loss. Secondly, we're going to see a huge price differential in terms of compassionate medical pricing from the licensed practitioners here in Canada to the recreational market, which will likely be affected by, provincial taxes and sales taxes. So patients that were paying, $6 a gram, maybe even less, will now be paying, $10 to $14 per gram. Without guaranteeing the same quality of medicine. So that's another really really big issue that needs to be addressed with the changing framework that's coming into place right now. Another thing to note within the laws that have recently changed that we now have mandatory minimum sentencing for cannabis offenses. And so that's looking at pretty much 1 to 2 years or 1 to 3 years for everything from trafficking to importing, exporting, the amount of plants exceeding the limit of 4 per household, and the production of oils and resins. So, mandatory minimum sentencing. Apparently, the quotation from Justice Minister Rob Nicholson is, "It's a very clear message. You will be doing jail time." So, that's kind of the message they want to send to the people who've been basically enduring and creating this industry from the very beginning. It's important to note too that the licenses that have been handed out for some of the growers who are applying to basically become independent growers for themselves. Out of all of them handed out, ironically, most of these are going to people that have connections to the government and to the people that are handing them out. But ironically, none of them have any connections to the people that are already invested in the cannabis business and industry right now as we speak. So it's a pretty obvious attempt to cut out the people that have been basically developing this industry before it became legal, you know, and cutting out a lot of experience and a lot of jobs, essentially, accounting for, you know, last was checked about $9 billion coming from British Columbia alone. So I think we need to reevaluate who's benefiting from these laws, and yeah, more to follow. It's also interesting to note the amount of former police chiefs and officers and political figures that are now involved in the cannabis industry that were formerly quite opposed to cannabis and fighting it tooth and nail and pushing for harsher penalties that, well, they now kind of gotten away with. So looking at, you know, Julian Fantino, the former chief of Toronto Police Services, today being now the board of Aleafia, a company that connects patients to medical marijuana, you know, as if that isn't a conflict of interest. Also on this board is Gary Goodyear, who opened or had several cabinet positions in the Stephen Harper government. So was Raf Sukar, the former deputy commissioner of the RCMP, and the former deputy Toronto Police Chief Kim Derry, and ex-Toronto or Ontario Premier Ernie Ives are also as well part of the Aleafia board. And that's just one company, you know. So when we're talking about some of the interests involved here, it's quite easy to see that you know, what's gone from a home-based mom-and-pop operation is now becoming a very lucrative source of income for some people that are very high up and very connected and have a lot of money to spend. And a lot of that was earned on the backs of people, you know, growing and smoking and distributing cannabis in a protesting way. In order to fight for the right for people to medicate themselves in a way that they see fit. So this new legalization is turning out to be quite the gray area, and there's definitely some moral stumbling blocks for some of us in the future soon. All right, folks, that's part one of The Good, the Bad, the Ugly's special on cannabis. Next time, we're going to have a sit down and a session with some people from the industry and get to know what the streets feel like about the way things are changing and the face of Canada's cannabis industry right now and what we want it to look like. Some professionals from the local growing side of things and some professionals from the bigger corporate side of things as well. So we look forward to that, and thanks for watching, thanks for listening, and yeah, peace.